Get ready. It's time now for your afternoon financial report. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network. U.S. stocks fell on worries that what seemed like a blip in the battle to bring down inflation is turning into a troubling trend. The S&P 500 lost 0.9% today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 1.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.8%. Bozeman-based FICO has announced that national mortgage lender, servicer, and asset manager Planet Home Lending will be using FICO Score 10T in real-time comparisons for mortgage originations and to inform retention and recapture analytics for its $100 billion servicing portfolio. Exactus will supply Planet with the new score. I'll be back with a look at the stock indexes after this.
When Torgerson's recently acquired five of the former Titan Machinery dealerships, it was kind of a game changer. Now this region's legacy Case IH Ag Equipment Company has added Case Construction Equipment to their Torgerson lineup with Case skid steers, N-Series backhoe loaders, and compact track loaders. Or how about the powerful Case G-Series wheel loaders for the most demanding construction, farms, or feedlot Case Construction Equipment. Now at Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
Hi, this is Shane at Western Ranch Supply, and we carry Bad Boy mowers, plus Bad Boy implements, rotary tillers, brush cutters, hay forks, landscape rakes, grading blades, and Bad Boy battery-powered products, lawn mowers, weed eaters, blowers, electric trimmers, and chainsaws. Western Ranch Supply has these well-built Bad Boy products in stock now. Western Ranch Supply, your Bad Boy mower and product headquarters.
Now here's a look at how the stock indexes closed today. The S&P 500 declined 49 points to finish at 5,160, down 0.9%. The Dow fell 422 points, ending at 38,431, down 1.1%. And the NASDAQ slipped 136 points, closing at 16,170, down 0.8%. On the New York Mercantile, crude oil added 95 cents to close at $86.18 per barrel, up 1.1%. Platinum let go of $8, finishing at $976.10 per ounce, down 0.8%. And palladium dropped $30.10, ending at $1,056 per ounce, down 2.8%. In COMEX trading, gold slid $11.90, closing at $2,350.50 per ounce, down 0.5%. And silver shed one penny to close at $27.98 per ounce. I'm Cody Ross, and those are your afternoon financials from the Northern News Network.